No matter what happens, no matter what you choose, being a mother will be painful. Even if you choose, you know, even if you have to have a surgery or you have early labor or late labor, it doesn't matter. You know, even the women that have an abortion, it's painful. Okay? Motherhood is painful. Psalms 48, look at verse 6. Fear took hold upon them and pain as of a woman in travail. He's constantly using this analogy because it's considered pain. Revelation 12, and she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. So the Bible describes screaming, crying, sorrow, pangs, travail, just like every possible word that's related to suffering because it's painful. And so you know what? You need to appreciate your mother for the pain that she went through. And why are so many women choosing not to get pregnant? Because that's how they want to escape the pain. They don't want to get pregnant. And look, I've talked to women, I've known women, and they say the reason why they don't want to have any more kids is because they don't want to go through the pain of childbirth and they don't want their bodies to get screwed up. Which was what? Points one and two. But you know what? A woman who sacrifices her body to give birth to your child deserves to be praised for that. And you say, well, she doesn't look like the runway models anymore. Well, they're a bunch of whores anyways. Hey, a woman that'll sacrifice her body to be a mother, that'll go through all that pain and suffering to be a mother, she should be praised for being a mother. Amen. And you say, what kind of mother? Just a mother. Just being a mother. And you know what's sad? Women just don't want to be a mother anymore. And you know what? Having lots of children, people will attack you for that. They'll get mad at you. They'll get viscerally mad. Like, you have three or four kids, they're like, how many are you going to have? Yeah, they start looking at you like you have leprosy or something. They're like, what's wrong with you guys? You know, it's like, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, a woman that wants to have that many kids should be praised, should be honored, should be respected for having lots of children. You know, today, women don't want to have any children. In 1950, in America, the number of live births per 1,000 people used to be 24.268. So about a quarter. So, but now in 2021, it's 12. So less than half. Less than half of the same amount of children being born in the 1950s as now. And I looked at other countries. Some countries are even worse. In Greece, it's 7.2. Italy, 7.2. Japan, 7.2. South Korea, 7.0. Puerto Rico, 6.8. There's even, you know, they're always like, oh, these American women are so ungodly. Well, there's plenty of countries where they don't want to have children either, or they're not having children either. You know, don't think that just because they're foreign, they, like, love God more automatically or something. That's weird. Now, some foreign women obviously do. God's not a respecter of persons. God doesn't care. But the reality is, just in general, the whole world is just stopping having children. And if your wife is not one of those women that's saying, you know what, I want to stop having children, she should be praised for that. According to 1958 statistics, women on average had 3.58 children. In 2020, it's 1.7. That means they're reducing population. In the 1800s, it was 7. In the 1800s, the average family was 7 children. By 1950s, it was 3.5, so it reduced by 50%, and now it's reduced again by 50%. Who knows what the future holds? I looked up an article. It says a third of young women, this is talking about in the United States, don't want children at all. 33% of women don't even want a child. A New York Times survey found that these women are focused on their careers. Feminism, being a man. Hey, a woman in the workplace is not to be praised. A woman staying home and having children should be praised. It says this is the first generation that expects to earn less than their parents. As a result, they don't feel financially secure. They also value other things such as travel. So because they don't have a man to pay the bills, they feel like they have to go out and get a job, and they don't want to have kids, and they want to travel. Oh, they're loud and stubborn, and their feet abide not in the house. Oh, I remember a verse like that, don't I? So is it rare that a woman would stay home and have kids? Yes. And if your wife is willing to stay home with children, she should be praised for that on a daily basis. Because let me tell you something, it's hard. I sometimes have to do this on a micro scale of my wife, and it's hard. It's real hard. I don't know how she does it. It's difficult. But you know what? They should be praised for this.